Matricide at St. Martha's by Ruth Dudley Edwards. Read by Bill Wallace. Prologue.
Balls!
Said the bursar, and continued skipping vigorously. As her skirt rode higher, vast quantities of satin O'Donnell Directoire knicker were exposed to Amos's enchanted gaze.
Sod this!
She shouted a couple of minutes later. Flinging the skipping rope into the corner of her office, she marched back to the desk, threw herself into her chair, and lit one of the pipes that peeped out from under the litter of papers.
"You've lost me, Jack. What precisely was it I said that you consider to be balls?"
"That blather about the tranquillity of Cambridge after the hurly-burly of London."
"I was just being polite," said Amos testily. "One has to say something."
The bursar yawned, leaned back in her chair, and planted her feet on her desk. She took another deep pull on her pipe.
"Drink? It's a bit early for me."
"God, you're so pretty."
She swung her legs off the desk, reached down to the drawer on her right, and pulled out a bottle of gin. Two glasses followed. She poured a generous slug into one and let the bottle hover over the other.
"Oh, all right," said Amos. "But weak, please, and may I have some tonic?"
She sloshed what to Amos's anxious eye looked like a treble into the second glass, shook her head, and reached down to the left-hand drawer to get the tonic.
"Ruins the taste of good gin, you know. Always take mine neat. Learned that trick in the Navy. You young people are all such wimps."
She shoved the glass over to him. Amos took a small sip and choked. He grabbed the tonic bottle and filled the glass up to the top. The bursar took a mighty swig and smacked her lips appreciatively.
"I like gin," she said.
"That is patently obvious,"